Welcome to Red, White, and Blues, right here on WVFF. My name is Johnny Cox, and this show is about the blues. We play all blues, and we play nothing but the blues. We have a really good episode for you today, or a very good edition. Today is about Texas blues. You know, what is Texas blues? It's very different, really. It has a little more grit to it. It's very similar to the Delta blues, but it's just a little more jazz influence, a little bit of swing influence. You know, Texas. Texas is pretty much a melting pot anyway. And, you know, you think about Texas blues guys, think about T-Bone Walker and Johnny Winter and stuff. But, you know, guys my age, we think Texas, we think guys like ZZ Top. And when ZZ Top started, they started playing blues like most of these guys did. They were very good at it, and they still are. You know, their music today, they call their music blues-based electric boogie. And I think it was 1971, they had their first album. They had a pretty creative name for it. The name of the album was ZZ Top's first album. And they dove pretty much into the blues. Let's give a little bit of listen to it here. Just Got Back from Babies from ZZ Top, 1971, from ZZ Top's first album.
Just douse that light. Thank you. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have that brown sugar, man, that's gonna change my life. Man, I got to have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel so right. We'll be right back.
That was ZZ Top. Just Got Back from Babies. Also, that was Brown Sugar from ZZ Top. Both from 1971. Their very first album called ZZ Top's First Album. ZZ Top, we're doing a Texas Blues show today. ZZ Top's the first band I think of when I think of Texas music. They're from Houston, Texas. They were formed in 1971. And they set a record. They had the same lineup of musicians for 51 years. That says a lot. You know, they're a three-piece, which makes it a lot easier. But, of course, we have Billy Gibbons on guitar, Dusty Hill on bass, and Frank Beard on drums. And for 50 years, they had the exact same lineup. And they had it until, 2021, I believe, when bassist Dusty Hill unfortunately passed away. And they were replaced by their guitar tech, Elwood. And he plays bass with the band today, and they're still touring as we speak. Billy Gibbons left a band called Moving Sidewalks, and they were pretty big in Houston. But then, you know, that kind of fizzled out, and then Dusty and Frank came along, and they formed ZZ Top. They started as a blues band, and their first three albums, you know, ZZ Top's first album, Tres Hombres and Rio Grande Mud, that was really a blues-based album. Like a blues rock, maybe the first time we ever heard blues rock. Like I said, Dusty described their music as blues-based electric boogie. What's really cool about ZZ Top is they had the first big tour with big stages. And I think it was 1977, maybe 1976. They went on the worldwide Texas tour. They had like six or seven tractor trailers. And the stage was mammoth. It was like a stockyard. They had cattle and livestock on stage. They had longhorn cows from Texas. They had goats. They had buzzards. They had pigs and everything. It was a massive tour, and it really got ZZ Top on the map. That was pretty cool. I wish I could have seen that tour there. Then you think about to the 80s, and then we think about the ZZ Top we know today. They grew the long beards. What's funny about those guys is Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill had the long beards, and the drummer's name is Frank Beard, and he's clean-shaven. Go figure that one out. You think about ZZ Top in the 1980s with Eliminator and Give Me All Your Lovin' and that stuff. They knew how to roll with the times. They could change with what was going on in the music environment, and that's why they're still going today. And they sold, think about it, they sold 50 million records, 15 studio albums, 3 MTV Music Awards, a couple Grammy nominations. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Billy Gibbons is considered the 32nd greatest guitar player of all time. Well, I'll tell you what, since we're on Texas right here, you can't also think about Texas, think about the fabulous Thunderbirds. And I'm pretty sure those guys are from Austin. Let's hear it right now, some Stagger Lee from the fabulous Thunderbirds.
Thank you. I don't drive a big car. The gypsy woman was right when she said I would go far. Just wait on time, baby, I'll be there one day. Yeah, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Well, you say you stick with me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my bad luck has got to end. But just wait on me, baby, I'll be there one day. Yeah, then until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. With me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my bad luck has got to end. But just wait on time, baby, I'll be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Well, I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. The life I live, baby, yeah, all I have to give. So if you ever wait on me, baby, we'll be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, I'm not gonna do it, hope man, pray. Well, you just got to wait on time, baby. Yeah, just wait on time now, baby.
That was Wait on Time, Baby, from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And before the hat, you heard the famous Stagger Lee, which pretty much every rock and roll band in history has covered Stagger Lee. The Fabulous Thunderbirds, like I said before, they're from Austin, Texas, and they were founded in 1974 by lead singer Kim Wilson. And he still sings with the band today, even though they don't tour as much as they used to. He's still their singer and a very good singer in his own right. And they were a big part of the Austin blues scene that, you know, we discussed in earlier shows, you know, especially the bar Anton's in Austin, Texas. And that's where everybody went. And that's where everybody had to be. And if you know, it was a badge of honor if you got to play Anton's. And also, they're also very famous for their guitar player, Jimmy Vaughn, who is the older brother of Stevie Ray Vaughn. And, you know, people don't think much of Jimmy Vaughn nowadays. But when Stevie was coming up, people didn't call him Stevie. They just called him Stevie's Jimmy's little brother. And Jimmy had a very unique style, very reminiscent of Albert Collins with the capo and the thumb pick. And also the famous Duke Robillard was a guitarist in the band as well. And even though they were very popular, they opened shows for Eric Clapton and the Rolling Stones, they weren't really commercially successful until 1986, and they got a couple songs on the radio, Tough Enough and Wrap It Up. They were a band that really gained their notoriety from just putting on really good live shows. And live shows is really what it's all about when it comes to blues and rock. Well, don't go away. We have a lot more Texas blues coming. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio, Veterans for Freedom, 97.7.